This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Dan Maurer with the CHS Government Affairs Team in Washington about the future of E15 and legislative efforts to permit year-round nationwide sales. Dan, thanks for joining us today. And tell us, what are the benefits of year-round E15 availability?
Hey, thanks very much, Mike, for having me. First off, always nice to be with you and spreading the word of the benefits of the cooperative system. To your question, first and foremost, the benefit of E15 is going to be a lower price for consumers. It's been shown many, many times around the country within the E15 footprint that it routinely sells for about a dime less per gallon than your traditional gasolines. And in these days, when gas prices are still pretty elevated, that extra dime per gallon can make a real difference to people's lives, especially if you extrapolate that throughout a full year. So I would say the costs to the consumers is certainly number one. And then if we're talking about just the permanency of E15 year-round, not having to worry about the EPA issuing waivers for summertime driving, putting behind us this debate about a legislative solution to E15, it introduces certainty into the marketplace for a lot of our farmer owners and our industry friends as well.
Dan, on the renewable fuels front, can you tell us a little bit about CHS efforts to support renewable fuels broadly and E15 specifically?
CHS is really engaged in this conversation. I would say, first of all, we are board members of the Renewable Fuels Association. We do sit on their board, so we use that opportunity to talk with other ethanol producers and other like-minded individuals through RFA. We are members of Growth Energy, another large ethanol trade association. So we, again, get together with other ethanol companies to try to strategize, talk about ethanol's future, things like that. But also CHS is very much involved in the conversations around a legislative solution to year-round E15. Being in such a unique space in the liquid fuels industry, both as a refiner and an ethanol producer, we have a unique voice and a unique ability to bring both sides of that conversation together around the table and to try to find common ground. And that is a big part of my job. We also interact with national and state corn groups. We talk with them all of the time to try to strategize, compare notes, things like that. So CHS is knee deep in this. It is really a win-win for our business, which is why I dedicate so much of my time to talking about it.
How can expanded E15 use support the government's carbon reduction initiatives and help the rural economy?
It's quite clear regarding the green initiatives that expanded ethanol use, biofuels in our fuels are going to decrease carbon emissions from our transportation sector. So that's why CHS is really pushing the Biden administration to increase the use of ethanol within RVOs, to pass year-round E15, because the green goals of this administration really align quite well with increased ethanol use in our transportation system. And when it comes to the rural economy, what expanded E15 use is giving our corn farmers is certainty. Certainty in the marketplace, where they know folks will want to buy their corn to produce more ethanol. And that's just a win-win. So for both the green energy space and the rural economy.
Folks, that's Dan Maurer, member of the CHS Government Affairs Team in Washington. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Mike.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.